And it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Lord, give me more patience.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Lord, give me more.
Yes, sir.
As you know, as we indicated, we'll be over the next year talking about the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. We'll talk about patience. Patience is certainly a fruit of the Spirit. And one of the special things that we know about patience is that we need to ask God for it all.
Amen, Pastor.
Of all the things that the Spirit gives to us, the one that seems to be most difficult to handle and to hold on to and not give up on is our patience.
Yes, sir.
We have patience problems in a lot of different areas. We have patience because sometimes it seems like it's just hard to wait on. We even wait on the Lord, but knowing that He's going to be there for us, we've got faith and trusting. Understand that God knows where we are, knows what we need, but that we need to have the patience to hold on and to hold right, and wait until our change comes.
Yes, sir.
And that not only so, but we also have problems with our patience with our loved ones. With patience with our friends and patience with our household of faith, the folks that are here. Some problems. So let's just talk about that patience.
Come on, Pastor.
You see, patience, it is, as I said, a fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And the Spirit that builds in us and causes us to have that special patience. To have that special patience to hold on and to trust and to wait, to go through situations and difficult situations and work with friends and difficult friends. We need that growth, that special spiritual growth. That patience is.
Yes,
it's sort of like a fruit. And to describe it as a fruit is good because it's going to continue to grow.
Yes, sir.
You know, you have some patience now, but as things go on, your spirit grows and your relationship with the Lord grows. Your patience is going to grow stronger. You'll be able to reach out to folks with more love and accept folks for who they
Come
are.
More
patience as it grows. It's like fruit. But you know, the problem with fruit and other things that are going to grow is that somehow it seems they have to also contend with weeds.
Come on, Pastor.
Because
come
you
on.
See, just as there's the fruit of the Spirit, there's also the weed of the flesh. The weed of the humanity. The weeds of who we are and who we have been. Somehow it seems that as we try to grow in the Spirit, somehow it seems that the things of the past, that the things we love to do and the places we love to go, they're still pulling at
us. Come on.
We're trying to grow in the Spirit. And certainly one of those that has a difficult time, as I've said before, is patience. You see, somehow it seems that in order for us to be patient with somebody,
One thing we got to do is be able to forget about the things that they did in the past.
Come on, Pastor. Tell it.
Yeah.
I can say, it's okay. I understand what you're doing, and it's all right. But now, if you've done that before, or if you did that in the past, or if we had a problem that somehow we just seemed to wrestle with a long time ago, and now this is sort of reoccurring, I could forgive you before, but I'm going to have a hard time.
Come on. Tell it.
But somehow as I reflect back, it seems that those weeds of my remembrance, who are used to being. I would have smacked you when you said,
"Yes, sir."
God wants us to grow stronger in the flesh, from the flesh, and from the and into the spirit.
That's right.
We need to recognize who we really are.
All right. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems that we look at ourselves and we say that we're patient now. I used to fly off the handle, but I'm patient now.
You
say we're patient, but patient again is the fruit of the spirit.
Amen.
You might be tolerant. And you may be tolerant for a lot of reasons.
My God.
But that may not be because God has touched you that
Come on, sir.
You might be tolerant because somehow I just don't want to get into that conversation. You might be tolerant because I just don't feel like I want to go through that explaining. I want to go through that argument that I'm
right.
Okay, they came through the door and they should have stopped and they should have somehow I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let them do it again.
Come on, who you are.
And my God. How I ought not have gone out of church after service saying, you know what they did? You know what they said? Somehow, if you really, got some patience,
My Lord.
You're going to look at it a different way.
That's right.
You're going to say, I don't know what they were going through. I don't know what their problem was this morning.
I'm glad I was
able to lay my hand on this. And say, I hope you have a good day. You go ahead and have a seat over there. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the service. I believe there may be a word from the Lord. Handling it in a way where the Spirit is so you need to reach out with love. You need to recognize that patience that you want to have. If it's going to be real, it's going to be because you really love. You really want that person to have a good day. Hoping that as they go on, that somehow the service is going to be something special that they need. That's patience. You're loving them. See, I guess the way patience isn't just where we are right now. What patience means is I'm going to look at this situation and somehow I'm going to see that something good is going to come out of it.
That's right.
Something's going to get better.
Look
at where it is right now. And if I treat that person just like I know they ought to and don't react like I could have acted, somehow I think that they're going to realize that this was a good thing.
Come on, sir.
And they realize that I love them.
And they
realize that they don't need to act that way here.
And
somehow they're going to start growing. They're going to grow in the spirit.
That's right.
And you know what? The scripture is letting me know that I'm going to grow.
Amen.
You go through those situations, tribulations work as patience and patience experience. Those situations, those trials that you go through, every time you go through one, somehow you get stronger. You're growing in the spirit. You're growing stronger in the spirit. And the only way you're going to grow is to go through those.
That's right.
More I go through, the more I have to face, the more I can grow in the Lord. The more I can become more and more and more and more like the Lord wants me to be. So that those traits that I have are more like traits of the Lord. That's what the Lord wants us to do. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Traits like Jesus. How would Jesus handle that?
That's right.
What would Jesus say to that person who came by? How would Jesus respond to that remark? What would Jesus do in this situation? You know, I look back at how many times Jesus could have easily lost patience.
That's right.
I look back at Peter. How Peter deny it. But he knew that Peter was going to be up. He looked at it. He didn't look at where, once he knew where Peter was going. As a matter of fact, he let Peter know that when you get yourself all straightened out,
yeah.
you've been working some other folks. I'm glad that Jesus is at work. I'm glad that he can look at Peter and say that this is where y'all are now, but I know you're going to improve.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm just glad. I'm just glad that Jesus can look at me.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
I'm just glad that Jesus is patient with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad that Jesus is patient with all of us.
Yes, sir. Thank
I'm
you.
Glad that somehow he looks at me.
Yes,
he knows that I'm not all that he wants me
to be. That's
all right. He's still working with me.
Yes, sir.
He knows I haven't accomplished all that he
wants
me to
do.
He knows that some of the things he's given me to do, I haven't quite done just yet. I'm just glad he's patient.
There
are things he wants me to do and things he wants me to take care of, and somehow I just have not embraced those challenges. But he's not through with me
yet.
I'm just glad that he's patient. Just as the Lord is patient with me. He watches me grow and become more of what he would have. Each of us has to be more patient with one another.
Yes, sir.
Recognize that none of us are all that God would have us to be.
Yes,
I want to be patient with the choir. I love the way you sit.
Come on,
you know what? I just can't help but think that you're going to one of these days stand up and rock this place.
Hallelujah.
I'm just glad that God is patient with me.
Yeah.
I'm glad that God is patient with all of you.
Thank
you. I'm just asking all of you to be more patient with one another.
Yes, sir.
I'm really asking you to be patient with me this morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little tired this morning. You see, I got in late last night. I went back out to the airport to get Barbara and Taylor who were coming in. I'm not as patient as God wants me to be.
All right.
My patience is strong. I can see some folks embracing the word and becoming closer and closer to what the Lord would have. I can see people taking the word that you're teaching and using the word. I can see folks in the choir when you sing and just bubbling over. I can see some growth in the choir. I can see some growth in all of us as we come together and somehow when the service is going on. Can't stay in your seat.
You
are celebrating what God has done for you.
Hallelujah.
The more we celebrate, the more we show our love for him. The more we're growing.
Thank you.
The more we're becoming
Thank you, God.
Be patient with me. Be patient with one another. God is patient with us.
He is.
Because he's not through with us yet. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God.
Lord.
We thank you, Father, for being patient. And somehow, Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you allow that special fruit that's within us. That patience that we have. Let it be real, Father. Let us not just be tolerant. Let us not just not argue because we don't want to argue. But let us rather, Father, go and talk with one another.
Yes, God.
Recognizing that if we just speak with each other in love and in gentle terms, that gentle fruit will grow.
Yes.
Those weeds of the flesh, those weeds of the past, those
my
weeds
Lord,
that will pull
Lord.
Us down, while they can't contend with the power of the Spirit to allow to grow in us.
Yes, sir.
Let us grow stronger in the Lord.
Yes, God.
Let us recognize that there's always more growing.
Yes.
There's
yes.
more peace that we can have.
Yes, God.
Allow ourselves to be what you would have us to be.
Yes.
Lord, be patient with us.
Please, God.
And Lord, allow us to help us and help me especially be more patient with not only myself but with others.
Yes, Lord.
As we look at what you would have us to be, you have us to be, God. Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
Yes, God.
Father, we're just so glad that Jesus was patient.
Mm.
He was so patient that he went through all those struggles.
Wow.
He didn't focus on the pain.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't focus on the cross.
Okay.
No, he was patient as he kept the cross.
Yeah.
And he was patient as he went through all those
stones
at him.
Yeah.
He knew that they were angry and that they didn't know what they were talking about and didn't really understand, but he was patient with them.
Patient.
Father, he's still patient with us.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Father, for his patience. We thank you for his love.
Yes, God.
Because of his patience, we thank you for the salvation that he provided over us. All in the precious name. It's powerful name.
Yes,
sir.
The adorable
name.
Forgiving name.
Yes.
Of Jesus Christ was praying. Amen.
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 Amen. Let me say.
Hallelujah.
God is so patient.
Yes,
Jesus is so loving and patient.